Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, the news came about 6 days ago that Diane Abbott has been fully readmitted to the Labour Party. She was suspended for a year. So, Miss Abbott, she was the first black person to be elected to the Parliament of the United Kingdom, elected the House of Commons in 1987. By black, I mean of indigenous African ancestry, because people sometimes use black more broadly, talking about those of South Asian stock. There was that Ochterlony guy in the 1830s was elected. He was ethnically Indian, but only about one-eighth Indian, or you could even say the Earl of Liverpool, Prime Minister, 1812 to 27. He was elected before that, and he was one-eighth ethnically Indian as well. We're talking about people of African stock. So, and she's always banging on about her race. So she is a race baiter. She is perhaps the most racist person in British politics, has continuously disseminated anti-white tropes. So nobody should be mistreated on the base of their skin color, not black people, white people, brown people, yellow people, whatever you to call people, or ethnicity, which is sometimes not color related. So she is vile. She's been an outspoken supporter of terrorism in the United Kingdom and abroad, the willful murder of civilians as well as kidnapping, torture, and so forth. She's been an indefatigable advocate of the most extreme form of sexual violence against children. She supported really every enemy the United Kingdom has had since 1945. And she was frightening. She was Shadow Home Secretary when Jeremy Corbyn was leader of the Labour Party. So she's over 70 years old now. It was unclear whether she's going to be allowed to stand as a Labour candidate in 2024, but indeed she was. And her constituency is adjacent to that of her former paramour, comrade Corbyn. So anyway, a Labour Party spokeswoman said that Miss Abbott had been readmitted to the Labour Party because she said sorry, so the Labour whip has been restored. So the and indeed Joanne Reid has as well, the Member of Parliament for East Kilbride and Strathaven. Now, Miss Reid had suspended herself of her own accord because her husband was arrested on suspicion of being a spy on behalf of the People's Republic of China. Her husband's David Taylor, he along with two others, is being released on police bail. But, you know, that's really a separate issue. So that's it. Diane Abbott, she sits for Hackney North and Stoke Newington, and she's just been a sort of public sector apparatchik, in a sense, never worked outside politics. You know, it's true that black people suffered at the hand of whites overseas and the United Kingdom. And there was some frank racialism of the 1940s, which is, of course, detestable. So no one should be discriminated against in terms of housing, employment, and so forth. And I think that race relations in the United Kingdom are very good. Most of us get along very well at the time, and we mingle very happily. That's wonderful. But she's part of the racism industry, constantly pretending there's racism when there isn't, and using groundless accusations of racialism to excuse her own often appalling behavior and so forth. They're suggesting that black people are subjected to racialism all their lives in the UK. I wonder why so many black people are eager to come to the United Kingdom, and the black British people want to stay in the United Kingdom, have the absolute right to do so. But if it was so bad, I'm surprised they wouldn't seek asylum in Burundi, where they wouldn't suffer this monstrous racialism supposed to be rampant in the United Kingdom. Goodness. So even the Labour Party found her unacceptable, what she said, and said that she made anti-Semitic remarks and so forth. So that's it. She said that race, that whites are always trying to cause division amongst black people and stuff like that. So she's also a sickening hypocrite, having sent her son to an independent school, which is against them on principle. The principal suddenly disappeared when it related to her own child. Anyway, the border deputies of British Jews are saying they're very worried and unhappy about this. She's definitely very bad news. The Jewish Labour movement saying that it's wrong that she's been readmitted. And so forth. So there we are. It just shows you the sort of nasty turn the Labour Party's taken under Andy Burnham. I don't know if he has any say on this, because the disciplinary procedures might be out of the hands of the leader, because sometimes things look bad in the media, even though it is the fair decision. The leaders say, screw natural justice, he's not fair to the person, we'll just kick him, her out because of, you know, presentational reasons. Or indeed the leader might say, well, the person's guilty, but so what, he, she is my acolyte, so I'm going to let the person off. So I think the leader is actually insulated from these disciplinary decisions, but surely she can't go on much longer. Vote Labour. Well, really don't. Labour is racialism. Labour is child abuse. Labour is violent crime. labor is cruelty, labor is exploitation, labor is oppression, and labor is depriving us of our civil liberties. Now, admittedly, the Conservative Party is not better in all those ones, nor are the Liberal Democrats, nor is Reform UK. I mean, so yeah, it's an unenviable choice that we face. But so Diane Abbott, she can't go on that much more. And then she's got this cozy, cozy image, part of the campaign group of far left Labour MPs. But, you know, if she so cares about the poor, why doesn't she give them away her own huge wealth? So she's obviously a greedy, acquisitive capitalist. She really is just despicable, detestable, you know, wouldn't speak out against Russia's unprovoked act of illegal aggression against Ukraine, saying somehow NATO was responsible for this war. Ukraine's not even a member of NATO. Ukraine had an aspiration to join NATO, and you can see why they wanted to, because they knew they faced an ultra-aggressive neighbor, Russia. So Russia's got absolutely no right to dictate the internal or external policies of Ukraine. So it's not NATO's fault for saying that in principle, in time, they would like to admit Ukraine. It's not NATO's fault. NATO hasn't invaded Russia. Russia's invaded the Ukraine. Okay, so there we go. So all this lying and nonsense from her. So Diane Abbott is definitely very bad news. She's an unreconstructed far leftist, all in favor of tyranny, so long as it's a left-wing tyranny. Anyway, there she is, that evil ogress. But she's a baleful influence on Britannic politics. I'm surprised she didn't go off to join your party with Comrade Corbyn. By the way, your car party is going nowhere fast. We're not hearing so much about them. And then the Green Party seem to have occupied that extreme left-wing space. And indeed, their vote is cratering. They could have something of a comeback. Partly we're in a Burnham honeymoon, so we don't know. I thought Burnham would make some more nods to the left to curry favour, win back the far-left voters. We shall see. All right, what say you? Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and do what you can to oppose racialism. Okay, toodle-pip.